Kemana Azra Hadam Rav Yoshia Amar Rav. 6 lines from the top of Beis Leveis. The psak that Rav Yoshia called the name of Rav, which approach does it follow? What did Rav Yoshia call the name of Rav? Machlokes b'shein divaz magias asra. Machlokes meaning machlokes between whom and whom? Between the chachamim, right? There are mishnayos to our case of ein defanos magias asra. When the defanos don't reach the top, when the defanos magias asra, but they do reach the top, then a few lamal me'esrim alma ksheir. If the defanos reach all the way, so then I don't care how tall it is, it's still kasha. So who would say, based on what rationale, based on what logic would you say that the psul malam esrim alma does not apply if you have walls to go all the way up top? The Gemara says, you know who that is? It's Kirava. The Amr Shem Zal Shalta Ba'ina. It's because the whole issue with the Lama Esrama is you're not going to notice the Schar. Came into the Defanas Megiz the Schar. Mishla Shalta Ba'ina. If the Defanas do reach the Schar, then it's easy to, that your eye, literally your eye controls it. Your eye controls it. Let's see some more of the Gemara, and then we'll let's see a chunk of Gemara, and then we'll circle back to go through this one by one. The Gemara then wants to know, how about the following psak? Kamala Zahadam Rav Huna Marav. Another report named Rav. Yoshia says that Rav said the Mechok is limited to a case where the walls aren't so high. Rav Huna says that he heard from Rav, Mechok is limited to what? It's not a question of how tall the walls are, a question of how, what the size of the footprint of the sukkah is. Machlokas b'she'im ba'ela arba'a masabah. The whole machlokas is only what? Only when it's 4x4. 4 amas by 4 amas. Avayesh v'yosim ya'arba'a masabah. But if it's a bigger, wider, if you have the deluxe sukkah, so then afilu l'mal me'esim al makshay. Even if it's more than 20 amas, it's still kasher. That's what Rav Huna quoted in the name of Rav. The Gemara says, by what logic do we care about the width of the sukkah? If the sukkah is too tall, how does it making it wider matter? So it's not a question not of height as much as of shape or proportion. If it would be wider, then we'd be okay being higher. So the Gemara says apparently it doesn't help for Rabbah. Wider doesn't help for Rabbah. That's not going to help you notice the sukkah. Wider sukkah doesn't help for Rabbah. Rava says that the issue, if it's too tall, it's kevah-ish. Taller and wider, it definitely makes it even worse. It's certainly not better. The guy says, no, Kaman is Kriv Zeira. Because Kriv Zeira said, Selu. The whole issue is the shade. It came into Ravicha, it could sell sukkah. So if it's wider, then if it's tall and narrow, so then the sun can't peek in, and therefore even without schach, the sun would never make it to the floor. And the sukkah doesn't provide any shade to the floor. But if it's a very wide sukkah, it's all a question of proportion. Okay. We'll come back to this too. First, let's see the flow of the Gemara. Kaman Azla Hadamar of Chanan Bar Rabba, Amarav, a third report in the name of Rab. Chanan Bar Rabba said, what did Rab say? Machlokas Jain Machzekas Elakidei Rosh Avu Shulchanam. The whole Machlokas over Dalal Amas, in other words, let's put it differently. When do the Chachamim Pasul l'mal me'esrim, only if the sukkah is so narrow, forget about 4 amas, so narrow that it's just wide enough to hold you and your teeny tiniest table, otherwise known as zayin tvachim and zayin tvachim, which we hold is the minimum shear of a sukkah. So the Gemara says, how does that work? How does that work? How does that work? What explanation would yield that the whole psul of 20 amas is only, if it's so namish minimum width? So the Gemara says, I don't know. Delokachai. That's no one. It's not Rabbah. It's not Rabbah. It's not even Reb Zeira. It's not even Reb Zeira. We'll come back to that point soon also. Okay. Now, let's just see, before we circle back to dig more deeply, let's see the end of the flow of the Gemara and the Tashbetz is something important to say by the end of the flow of the Gemara. Vishlamad Rav Yoshia. Actually, let's put this up on the board a little bit. We'll have to do some pictures on the board later. But for now, let's just do a little bit of a list. Gishem Rav, there were three versions, right? There was Rav Yoshia, and he said that the psul is possible only when? What did Rav Yoshia say? Possible only?
When it's,
the finals, the mukhas, right? Low walls, good. The walls don't touch. And then who was the second one? Rav? Huna? What Rav Huna said? It's only when it's dal al dal. Okay. And that sounds actually a little confusing.
It's over here.
Thank you. Dal al dal. Which is, by the way, how many tefachim is that?
24 by 24.
Good. 24 by 24. That's important to appreciate because the third shita, which was Rav, who's the third shita?
Rambaraba.
So he said that it's only when it's Zion al Zion, but Zion Tvachim by Zion Tvachim. Much narrower. A fraction. Less than a third the width, less than a third the length of a good. So he said, and again we said what? We said, Yosha, that works with Rabba. Rav Huna works with Zera, and he works with nobody. That was the Gemara. Okay. Now let's see the Hemshach Gemara, and then we'll circle back. Bishlam at the dot. Once again, we're only on the second Amud of the Masechta, so the printer is still putting lots of dots, but that's convenient. But there are so many dots, it's hard to know which one we're up to. We're up to the third dot, I think, of the page. Fourth dot. Bishlam. Bishlam. Bishlam Rav Yosha Pligad Rav Huna Rav Chana Bar Rava. We understand that Rav Yosha, the first sheet, is arguing on the other two Rav Huna Rav Chana Bar Rava. Inu Kayavi Shir Mashra. Ilo Kayavi Shir Mashra. It's very different. They're talking about the size, and he's not talking about it. They're talking about the horizontal size, the footprint of the Sukkah, and that's not what he's getting involved in. I mean, they're arguing, but the point of that Gemara is just to say what we really want to talk about. These are talking very different. So what are they arguing about? They may be arguing about Rabbi, Zera, but what we want to know is what are these talking about? Because Rav Huna, Rav Chana, and Rabba are almost the same, but they're not the same. And it's not just that. Rav Huna, Rav Chana, and Rabba, name of Hechsha Sukkah Kamil Tlegi, but what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? It sounds as though they're arguing about how large does a sukkah have to be kosher. As Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Name of the hechsher sukkah, ba'orku v'rachva pligi. Maybe they're arguing about what the rules are for a sukkah to be kosher. Rashi is talking the words ba'orku v'rachva. Obviously, they're arguing about the rules of what makes a sukkah kosher. Arguing about the rules of when is a sukkah kosher, even in Islam. Yes. But maybe they're arguing about something more fundamental, which is in general, what is the minimum length and width? What are the minimum horizontal dimensions of a sukkah? Why? Which our value is to who? They both seem to agree the chifligi rabbana, the sukkah mitzumsemes, b'shir, hechsher, orech, sukkah, pligi. It sounds as though they're both saying that the whole machlokas in the Mishnah, the whole case in the Mishnah of the Chaf Amah is only when it's minimum size, minimum length and width. But if it's more than minimum length and width, it is kash. I feel he could vote if it's taller. It came either because it came to Rabbi Yochai Katzil Sukkah, because then, as we said to explain Rav Huna, because then this Rav Zeira's concern will apply. Or some other reason, presumably that's a reference to Rav Chana Bar Rava, whatever the rationale is. In other words, we're not talking now in terms of lumps. You might look at the Gemara with the waiting. They're arguing about that.
We said they're arguing about the hold of Rabba or Zera or something else.
The Rashi is saying, yeah, of course. In terms of the rationale for their shita, obviously these are, the Gemara just got through saying, these are expressions of, these are nafkaninas, and what they hold like Rabba or Zera or Rava, or some fourth approach. But the Gemara is saying not that the lumdus, not that the nekudas and the chlokes was do you hold the sukkah has to be seven parchim or the sukkah has to be four amas, but that the way they're saying up their shitos gives expression to that. It's a question of they both look at the Mishnah with a similar premise, not in terms of what the lumdus of the dinim is, but in terms of how you're going to read and interpret the language, the lashon of the Mishnah. It's not a question of svar, it's a question of lashon. They're both looking at the Mishnah, as Rashi goes on to say, Rav Huna savar, yefter lahamid machlokasan v'tchusa nidalamas. You can't say that the machlokas is less than dalamas, because then, anyways, Gavomi Esther, we've not going as Rama's apostle, because he apparently holds the Gemara Summa down. Like Rebbe, who says in the Gemara Menal, that any Sahait Sukkah, the minimum width and length, is Dal Amas al Dal Amas. Doesn't it sound like they both looked at the Mishnah, they made the same assumption? Number one, Rashi seems to say, maybe they made the same assumption in terms of reading the Mishnah. Namely, they're both saying, Okimtum, the Mishnah only said Laman Ve'esim is possible when the Sukkah is as narrow as it could be. If they both made that assumption, they may have led Rav Huna to hold like Rav Zera, they may have led Rav Chan Bar Abba to hold like whatever in terms of why Laman Ve'esim is possible. But it's also true that they're both seem to be coming with certain assumptions about what is the minimum shear of a Sukkah. And that caused them to read the Mishnah a certain way. Rav Chaim Bar Abba held the way we hold that Mishnah Sukkah has to be seven tefachim by seven tefachim and up to Lahachzik Rosh Aruv Shulchano. That's what he said. Mistam, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Rav Huna apparently held like the Shita of Yehuda Hanasi that the minimum size of Sukkah is Dal Amas Dal Amas 24 tefachim. That's what he said. The Mishnah must be talking about that. That's one point that Rashi is making. But yes, they arrived. Once they looked at the Mishnah, they arrived at some lumdus or another. Rav Huna arrived there, Rav Zeira, the Pshat and the Psul, Chalfama is Tzel Sukkah, and Chaim Bar Abba arrived at some other lumdus, whatever it may be, some fourth approach. But they must have been coming, the Gemara is saying, weren't they? They got to that reading of the Mishnah, and mail it to the lumdus of Rav Zeira, not Rav Zeira, from an assumption, the way they read the Mishnah was based on an assumption of what's the minimum size. That's the first point that's being made here. The Rashi is saying, is it sounds like they both read the Mishnah the same way, namely, the Mishnah is talking about minimum size. In which case, obviously, they had different approaches to minimum size. There's another twist also, which you see unfolding from the next couple lines of Gemara, which is that the language of Rav Huna, what was the language of Rav Huna? Go back to the words. Kaman Azla. Take a look back up top. 15 lines from the top. Don't want to say aloud? Anyone? Are we read the words of the Huna? Is it? Good. What do you see from those words? So read the words carefully.
We ever consider
right. He gives two options. Either the circuit is dollar dollar, or it's more than dollar dollar. If it's dollar dollar, then you have maximum height of 20 amas. If it's more than dollar dollar, then there's no maximum, or there isn't a maximum height of dollar dollar. So the question, well, 1 second. Now Ruhu Khan Barava then says either it's Zayin al Zayin or it's more than Zayin al Zayin. Right? Rav Yoshe said either the walls reach the top or they don't reach the top. Now if you think of Rav Yoshe, that together covers universe of all sukkahs. Every sukkah, either the walls do reach the top or don't reach the top. Between those two categories, all sukkahs are included. Right? If the minimum size of a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin, so all kosher sukkahs either are Zayin al Zayin or more than Zayin al Zayin. But if Rav Huna says that two cases are dal al dalid or more than dal al dalid, what the language of Rav Huna tells you, I'm not sure that Rashi's making stressing this point as much, but that also could be part of what's driving the Gemara's Hava Mina, that Rav Huna holds it has to be dal al dalid, is that The way he phrased it, it didn't seem like there's any option of less than dollar dollar. It's either dollar dollar or more. As though there's no such thing as a separate less than dollar dollar. Doesn't it sound like he holds that less than dollar dollar, there's nothing to talk about because it's automatically possible. Which is why the Gemara then goes on to say, nah. The Gemara rejects this. Lo. The line begins to lo. Who yam ha'ekshah sukkah and roshu v'shulchana? Nah, don't tell me that Rav Huna said that like Rav Yehuda Anas has to be dialed up. That's not true. A regular normal sukkah that's not 20 yam aside can be Zion al Zion, even according to Rav Huna. V'acha v'acha miflegi. Here the machlokas is just the following. Ma'ar sarva machzakas roshu v'shulchana plegi yav yosu roshu v'shulchana yivak al k'sheira. One holds, and that we go into Rav Chanan bar Abba first. That if it's Zion al Zion, it's possible if it's 20. But more is kosher if it's 20. Umar savar me roshu v'shulchanu adal amas pligi v'yosu amas divya kol k'sheira. What just changed? What did the Gemara change from Havmina last time?
It was
Havmina.
The
Havmina was that Rav Huna holds that a sukkah has to be dal amas dal amas. That's the minimum size for a sukkah. The way Rav Huna Anasi holds. That any sukkah, no matter what every sukkah, no matter how high or low. Rav Huna,
yeah.
The Gemara thought that Rav Huna, the Amora, held like Rav Yehuda Hanasi, the Tana, that the minimum size for any sukkah is dal amas al dal amas. And the Gemara backed off and said, no, it's not. What was the backing off? The backing off is what we were just talking about. Right? Because you see what, if you look, just read the Gemara carefully, what changed? What changed was the way we formulate Rav Huna. Instead of saying Mar Savar the pligi bidal amas, it's Mar Savar meyoshu shulchanu adal amas pligi. Aval yosim idal amas divya kol k'sheira. And that's again that point about the nose. From the fact that the Gemara tweaked that in the Naskana, you see that sounds like that was part of what the Havmina was. So the part of the Havmina was we looked at Rav Huna, we said, from your language, it sounds like you're not willing to consider a sukkah which is less than dal amas. Because you said, dal amas or more than dal amas. As the verse says, no. What Rav Huna really means to say is up till dal amas or less, as opposed to more than dal amas. Don't be medayik in the lashon, that's not what he was trying to say. He really meant anywhere from Zion Tzvachim until 24 Tzvachim, until dal amas is machlokas, and more is not. Good. So. Adkan Divriya Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is maybe the final movement based on the Chinuch, which we'll hold off on for now.
Wait.
Yeah.
So according to this, Rav Huna holds anything from 7 to 24.
I'm sorry.
So
Rav Huna, right? The Maskaras Gemara is according to Rav Huna, if a sukkah is between 7 and 24, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's when there's a psul esravam. Rav Chaim bar Abba says, no, it's only at 7. But the Gemara says, it's not as though Rav Huna was making any assumptions that every sukkah has to be 24 tefachim, that every sukkah has to be dalamas. That's not true. The Tashbait jumps into saying,
second. It only has to be 7 by 7.
Yeah, every sukkah has to be 7 by 7, no matter how high, how low.
Yeah,
but anywhere between 7 and 24, that's what they're arguing about in the Mishnah.
Is
what a good
sukkah?
I'm sorry?
So Hanan says it's not a good sukkah,
but
it's greater than 7
tefachim. Hanan says, no. Here we're talking about when is 20 amas possible?
Okay.
Is 20 amas only possible when the wall's low? 20 amas only possible when it's dal amas or up to, now we've edited it to up until dal amas? Or is it only possible when it's actually the minimum size of Zion al Zion? Okay. And now we go back to look more carefully. Let's go back to look more carefully. But number one, come on, Azla, let's take a look back again at Rabbi Yosha. Right? What did Yosha say? Well, it depends. He said it depends whether the Fanas Magia Soschach or not. That's only according to Rabbi. Right? The Gemara says, that sheet of Rabbi Yoshia, that if the walls are tall, the walls reach all the way up top, it's totally fine. Even we don't pass it Yehuda, but even we would say it's fine with the walls go all the way up top. That works according to Rabbi. And just number one, just to appreciate the big debate, I think I mentioned Sakharov Lamaisa, the Rishonim debate. The Rif talks about it, the Rush talks about it, all the Rishonim here talk about it. The Balamar gets very involved, Ramban gets very involved. How do you, should we pass like Rabba or Rabba? There was a Machlokes Rishonim. Some held like Rabba, most held like Rabba. Nafkamina is exactly Rav Yoshe. That's the question. Halacha Lamaisa does have a very tall sukkah, but the walls go all the way up to the top. If you hold like Rabba, it's fine. Because there's no problem with Loshal Tadayim. But if you hold like Rabba, it doesn't help. As a matter of fact, that might make it worse, according to Rabba. So it doesn't make it better. And it's not going to, the taller walls will solve nothing. If you hold of Rabba, that it's Aroi, or Aroi is a way of giving a shear 20 amos. If you hold like Rabba, it's a concern of Yediyas HaSchach. So then the tall walls that go all the way up to the Schach will solve my problem. Now, Tosas raised an interesting question. Tosas asks Kevan, or Vechevan, Tosas says, one second, this is very interesting because this is not the only time that we have a din of 20 amos. Where else do we have a din of 20 amos? Chanukah and Mavud, right? We spoke about Mavud before, and Chanukah also. And there for sure it's an issue of Shalta Beinah. That's explicit. That there's no machlokes Amoram there. No one says it's because the Korah can't be Keva, or because you have to be in Seil Korah. Right? There, everyone agrees it's because of the Shalta Beinah issue. The machlokes is whether Shalta Beinah is relevant to Sukkah. Rabba holds Sal Shalta Beinah is a relevant issue. Whatever I'm holding, it's not Shalta Beinah, but I don't care about Sukkah. You need to notice a Korah, you need to notice a Hanukkah in there, but you need to notice the Schach. That was the Machlokes. Everyone agrees that Shalta Beinah is a factually, you know, 20 amos are factually relevant to Shalta Beinah. The question is there a halacha requirement of Shalta Beinah by Sukkah? That was Machlokes Amorah. The Tosis is 1 second. So whatever we're saying to Rabbah, why don't we say by Korah and Ner Hanukkah also? So Defanos Magios and Ner Hanukkah. Well, there are always Magios and Ner Hanukkah. Now, what's the case of Ner Chanukah Mal Meashrim? You live in the fifth floor apartment. So your window is a Mal Meashrim Abba. Sixth floor apartment for sure. Right? You know the Chazan Hashem. Sixth floor apartment. You're a Mal Meashrim Abba. So you live in a sixth floor apartment. So Pashas, you're going to light your Ner Chanukah inside instead of lighting at the window because your own Gamshay didn't light the window. It's a Mal Meashrim Abba. But I don't understand why not. I'm walking down the street, I look outside, and it's Defanos Magios, but Ner Chanukah. Like the walls of the apartment building go all the way up there. It's not like Ner Chanukah, there's a floor in the air. The schach, no, but then you're Yotze anyways, because Ner Chanukah has to be in your bias. Right? So, it has to be in a Pesach Chatzar maybe. So, it's always going to be defined. It defines my gears to the Korah also. Or the Korah is presumed. 9 times out of 10, perhaps. A maglev Korah. But 9 times out of 10, if you don't have access to Chinese maglev engineers, right, most of the time you have a korah, the beam that goes across the doorway to the mavoi, the beam is sitting on the two walls. So if the walls are very high, then the beam will be very high, usually. Okay, so korah ner Chanukah, lo motzinu v'lo ra'inu, that the defanos magiyos all of a sudden is machshir, and that would be very, very significant. That's what Tosas says. Did not the chayvon. Below double the nerchav again. Kedar, he doesn't ask as a kasha. He just sort of implies the kasha and goes, yes. He says, this is not the same as nerchav and korah, my boy. Lo chasher heker l'mal me'asim afu bishar korah gabik salam. There it doesn't work, even though the korah is sitting firmly placed on top of solid walls that reach up from the ground to 25 amos into the air. Tosas did not the chayvon. Why? The Tosus. In other words, that's really a kasha, but they're not phrased as a kasha. This is different. It's a different because. And that's a way of saying what's going on. Oh, now let me tell you different. What's the difference? Essentially, the Yesh Omar says Tosus, Hasam, Korah, Tefak, Lo Shalot, Ba'ina, Kemo, Besukka, Derechavatuva. Nah, they say Korah is different than Sukkah. Meaning, Korah is very small. How big is the Korah? It's a Tefak wide, as the Mishnah says. You have a little piece of wood. Even if the walls go all the way up, it's still going to be hard to notice the korah. So hard. Mashenki, the schach is a much larger, wider item. If the roof of the building that you're in It goes all the way across. It's seven tefachim. It's four amas. It's bigger. However big your sukkah is, the Talmud says there's a big difference. That's a good question. Nechanukah also maybe it's smaller. On the other hand, it's lit. Right? It's not. This teretz is not 100% smooth. Even within Korah, you're sort of making assumptions, sort of like this, like additive property. But as well, for example, the fasm against the schach make it a little more noticeable, but you need the fasm against the schach plus the size of the schach itself. Okay, I mean, it's reasonable svara, but a little bit mehekatesi. I mean, the answer to us would say, well, because the Gemara didn't bother with that there, it won't bother here. But then you say, yeah, but how about your Hanukkah? Your Hanukkah, and your Hanukkah are smaller. The rest of them are smaller. And bear in mind, to us, Ner Hanukkah, candles are a ritual ceremonial object. We don't use candles functionally. So we right away see candles, oh, that must mean something. But remember, the candles were the turn of the lights. Ner Shabbos meant, in our terminology, set the lights before, turn on the dining room lights before Shabbos. Ner Hanukkah is unique in that you're setting up a whole lighting system sort of like outside or at the window. Like that's weird, like that's a strange place to have lighting. That's the heck of it. But it's not in and of itself, the neighbors are not in and of themselves the strange items to see. So I don't know, like there's a couple of lights, 20 amps in the sky, that maybe is not so noticeable, but at the same time, yeah, it's not as unnoticeable as a one piece of wood that's up in the sky.
Why
is those just raising their kind of thing? I'm not sure.
He
raised it, didn't answer. And maybe they're trying to say the same thing. In Korah, we have a shear. The Mishnah gives a shear, Korah, I mean, could be more than that, but the shear tefach. Hanukkah isn't a shear, maybe it's the easier way of borrowing the language of the Mishnah. Maybe. But you're right, in other words, it's a Tosis raises the kasha, gives a teretz, but the teretz is not 100% smooth. Not 100% smooth. There's another parallel problem also, which is, when the Gemara moves on to talk about Rav Huna Marav, or the Arba Amos, that's the Gemara said, who would say that if the sukkah is very wide, all of a sudden I don't care about the height so much? The Gemara said, who? Rav Zeir. Right, we'll get to Rav Zeir soon. That's the third place is about the angles and the shadows and so on and so forth. But Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos, the second Dimasal Karevi, Karevi Zeir Da'amar, like there's Amar Tzel. Tosfos says, 1 second. Why was this only Rav Zeir? Why not Rav Zeir and Rabba? I mean, what's the kasha? Yeah, Barak. Yeah, width helped there, but not here. And then let's take a step further. You would have thought what the Gemara is saying about Rav Huna, we'll get to it soon, to Rav Zeira, is all a matter of angles. The sun is at a certain out angle. The sunlight's coming down at a certain angle. So if it's wider, so then the height doesn't matter as much because the angle is different. And we'll get that soon in detail. So often you would have thought the same is true in terms of people looking up. Yeah, if I'm standing next to a skyscraper, so to look up to now. I'm standing next to a 20-hour building. To look up to the top, really have to crane my neck. But to look at the top of the building over there, at a distance away, that's not such a, I'm not craning my neck, that's such an altitude that I'm looking up to. So you would have thought that Rabba also might agree. If the sukkah is really, really wide, then I will notice, I will notice the shalta be'ena above 20 amas. And I don't have to, so even try right now. In other words, to look at the top of the wall, that far corner, is, if I'm standing over here, it's sort of a lot easier to look at the top of that corner than to look over here. And the same height, but obviously if it's further away, it's easier to look at height, the whole question of angles. The Tosfos, I think that's what Tosfos doesn't use the word angle, but that's essentially what he's saying. In the Tosfos, Kerabi Zeira. Kerabi Zeira, Dabar Shem Tzel. Ava Kerabi, Dabar Shem Mishla, Eino Lo. That's the problem. Even if it's very wide, it's still a Shalt Ve'ena. But the L'chor, you should have said, here's my sukkah. So,
If my sukkah looks like this, and the guy is standing here, to look up like that, that's pretty steep. Like, for those who like Greek letters, will put it there. Right? But if you don't like Greek letters, that was just something. Yeah.
So you're holding a rock.
Oh, but the same height sukkah, but it's much wider.
No, it's actually a bucket.
I'm sure the Rabbi Gamliel both obviously knew the letter theta and knew a lot about thetas. That's in the Feirush of Mishnah, but not for now. So we'll call this one alpha. They actually should both be alphas because they're both deltas.
That's pretty small angle.
Because
it could be epsilon.
Why are they both in rotation?
It's the next course he's
avoiding. Obviously, the same height sukkah, but from further away, it's a much shallower angle that I'm looking up. So that sounds like what Tosfos was asking. We'll put the thing in that. Or theta files. So that sounds like what Tosfos' kasha was. Tosfos' answer is no. Okay, if you tell somebody, Tosfos says it's not a question of angles. Shalta ba'ena is not a question of angles. Shalta is a question of raw height. Okay, not clear why. Now, it should be noted that the Ra'or disagrees with Rashi here in a way that may solve the Tosfos' issues. Because what does it mean that shalta ba'ina when defiled? Let's get back to the beginning. The Gemara said, oh, if the walls go all the way up, then shalta ba'ina. How does that work? Right, again, two pictures.
I have a circle like this.
What's the idea? Here's a cutaway.
Oh,
I heard the staff. Solid walls versus they have enormous windows. And it's not this here. Here's the Tefanz Megiz Sasach, and here it's not the Tefanz Megiz. It's open space. At least not the Sasach up here. I should put a green marker. So the Gemara said in this case the Tefanz Megiz Sasach, according to Rabba, it's kosher, but in this case it's going to be possible, right? If it's the height is greater than 20, right? So the question is, well, why? Well, how does it help the walls go up? It's very nice the walls go up, and therefore what? How does that affect my sight? But what did Rashi say? Basic Kasha. I read the Gemara first line. No. I said, the Pasuk begins with Sach, then though, according to Rabba, it's all good. There's no problem not noticing that. Why? What did Rashi say? Yeah? Right, your eyes will track the wall. Derek, the five, Mishnah Shalz, but in a Derek device, your eyes will get there via the wall. The Ra'or, however, says, it's not that you're actually going to look at it. It's not that you're going to see it visually. The Ra'or says, he says, not that you're actually going to lo shiag bia in a vistak lamala. Very clear. I don't mean that, oh, because there are walls, you're going to look up higher and higher and higher. It says, lo shiag kem de gvia kuleha. Every time there are tall walls, look all the way up to the top of the building. When you walk down around Washington Heights, are you always looking at it? What it happens to be that there are some very, very, very beautiful gargoyles that masons carved into the tops of and quite a number of the older apartment buildings around here. And if you walk around here in the summer and you need to avert your eyes from priests at street level, so one solution is to appreciate the architectural beauty of the tops of the buildings. But that's only something you're doing because you're trying to look away. Ra'ah says, just because you're walking past a building that's tall, you're not automatically going to look at the top. He says, argues in Rashi. He says, just because the wall goes up, then you're automatically tracking up all the top. He says, no. He says, lo shchiach. He says, I don't think it's so likely that people are going to. I'm sorry?
Like, if you walk by the stores here, you're going to have to be apartments?
Yes.
Like, you don't even know if you...
But...
Well, in all good movies, whenever they enter a building, they look at the building. They don't just look at the bottom floor, they always look, wow! And then they go look down and they walk in. So...
So maybe that's a critical question. So what's Hakav Shad? The Ra'ah says, no. He says, you feel this chazi nafshi de michzi. He says, you do see that you're surrounded. You see that you're covered by walls. So he'll be mesim alibo sho'ometachas asach. When you feel more closed, it's not that your eyes are, it's not just like a optometric thing, and your eyes will automatically track walls up. It's if you're inside walls and you feel enclosed, you're more likely to peek up and maybe even notice, and at very least sense that you're covered also. Now, the godless, and I believe the Ritva points out at least part of the Ritva, as I mentioned yesterday, as the Ritva of the Ra'ah, points out part of what this solves is one or perhaps both of these problems. Now, number one, the kasha of toasting around so the chevon is not a problem at all. Right? It has nothing to do with the korah or chenir chanukah because it's not relevant to walking by a building. It's relevant to being enclosed inside a building. The Korah, the Ner Chanukah, for the Ra'ah, it's not about necessarily visually seeing it. It's more a sense of a sense of being enclosed. And even what's the Korah? Even the second problem we spoke of, Tosi Rasul Karebi Zera, is why wouldn't Rabbah be Mekel if it's very wide? The answer is But ain't the final thing is Sach. He said no. The whole point is it's not about the visual as much as about the sense of being enclosed. That now you might say now the problem you say that the mile of Rashi is that the language is much more ridiculous. The Gemara says Moshal to the Ema. Rashi says that means literal. Do you see it? Do you not see it? Do you notice it visually? Not visually. For us, that's just an expression. But what I really mean to say is, like if I say, let's clear it, please, is, what are we going to do to get to the boat tonight? Well, it might be raining, it might not be raining. We could be on the upper deck or not. We say, well, we'll play it by ear. That would be a pretty typical response. Let's play it by ear. And you're not literally going to play it by ear. Literal playing by ear means means you to play music without looking at sheet music. I'll listen to what they're playing, I'll play along. If I say we'll figure out where we'll position ourselves on the boat, we'll play it by ear, that's obviously that's an expression. We're not literally using our ears. So the Ra'ah essentially is saying, the Gemara is Lashal de Ba'ena, that was an expression. It doesn't really mean your ayin, it means that you don't sense the coverage. You don't have a feel of the coverage. So Rashi is sticking to language more literally. The Iduchi, as Tosis points out, the Rashi's pshat runs into different problems, which the Ra'ah, as the Ritva begins to point out, will solve. You see why Rashi said what he said, and you see why the Ra'ah said what he said. So now you've been waiting very patiently for a long time.
So, I understand why you can't say that wider expression from Rashi, because if you wider, the walls going to reach, then you're not going to look up stuff.
Yeah, but remember, in other words, maybe... Maybe, but think about it like this. In other words, let's say I have a dalal amos sukkah, right? And the walls are 10 amos high. Right? So we're saying that you would notice. Right? Okay. So how about if instead you have a person would look like that. So let's say you have a 12 amos sukkah, and the walls are 30 amos high. That's the same angle.
Similar
time.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right? It's the same thing. Because that faces Kasha. I don't understand. It's all about angles. So then, Rob is also about angles. So no, Rob is not about angles.
According to Rashi, it's not all about angles. According to Rashi, according to Rob, it's not all about angles.
Right, the question is why? But that Tosfos says, that's essentially what Tosfos says. It's not about angles, it's just about the length of the height. The length of the sun. Right? It's just about the height. Why?
Because when you're looking at the wall, there's a wall even at the top, and
you
the top of the
wall. Maybe. My father has a Talmud in Baltimore, who's a neuro-ophthalmologist, whose specialty is perception. He has a big Talmud Chacham, and specifically, he has a lot of Talmud Chacham, generally Talmud Chacham, but he has a number of chidush that have to do with, actually, with perception. Based on that field about Maris Nagam and things like that, so you should ask him about this. I wonder. It could be maybe this, along the lines of what you're saying, maybe the Svara is that people's the optical focus is different, and maybe it's just a question of distance. You know, just, I don't know. Gotta find out. And it's clear what Tosfos is saying, they're not explaining why it's true. Tosfos says, no, it doesn't have to do with the angle, it has to do with just, you wouldn't look, people don't typically look that hard. Why? Take one or two more questions, and then we'll move on and take more questions. Yeah.
When you're walking in the city, you walk closer to tall buildings, short buildings, or you don't go to the city.
Walk?
In other words, we're saying that if, by the height of 30, if you're 12 feet away, then it's the same angle as if it was 10 and it was 4 feet away. But you said you have to be 12 feet away, because why can't you be 4 feet away? You're 4 feet away there. Are you going to be further away from...
No, but that's what Rav Huna said is that if the sukkah is wider, then we don't worry about the 20 amos.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, we're saying the angle between 4 and 10 is the same angle between 12 and
30. Right.
But why are you specifically... Well, why are you going to be further away from the building?
No, that's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah.
By a sukkah, why...
If I'm in a sukkah, the wider the sukkah is... The further I can be from the opposing wall and the schach above it.
You're supposed to be 12 feet away from the top of the sukkah, like a crack.
No, not when I'm inside the sukkah. Inside the sukkah.
Wasn't the whole point of the law that you know you're enclosed in order that you feel a lot more likely to notice that you have a problem on top of it?
Right.
So then, if that's true, then still have an issue with this. Because right, so if it's wide enough that you don't feel enclosed, but wide enough that you see the star with a small angle,
you literally feel the star. It should still solve it. Yeah, that's very, very wide, though. With him, it's not something to have angles as much as a feeling of enclosure. I'm not sure. I know there are more hands, but I want, just from a time perspective, I want to jump into the post of the Mas Liyesh, and then either we'll take more questions this year, or we'll have to hang around after. But let's take a look at this toast. Because this toast is very brings us to representative. To actually dealing with Rav Huna, right? We were talking about why is Rav Huna again Arba Amos? Why isn't Rav Huna's Rav? Now let's talk about what the Gemara does say. The Gemara does say the Gemara Rav Huna the Dalos the Dal Amos to say that if it's that wide, all of a sudden more than Dal Amos wide, all of a sudden the height is okay. That's like Rav Zera who talks about the tail sukkah, and Tosfos says Levasov Masik. Let's see what the Masik on the Gemara was. Right. We read Vayikra in the Gemara. The Gemara came to the conclusion. Rav Huna told May Rosh Ruva Al Dal Amos Flee Yoser is Kasha. From 7 to 24 Tzvachim width, it can't be 20 Amos. More than that is fine. V'Teimas Frek Tosfos. Tosfos puts on his geometer's hat. And Tosfos says, I don't understand. V'Chi Nachshir B'Rechava Mashu Yaseh Dal Amos. And Ma'isa Gavoh May Yaseh Like Yul Tuba. I understand. Do you mean to tell me? Up until if it's 7 Tzvachim wide, 8 Tzvachim wide, 10 Tzvachim wide, 2 Amos, 3 Amos, 4 Amos, it can't be more than 20. If it's 20 Amos, 21 Amos high as possible. But as soon as it's 4 Amos and 1 Tefach, it could be 100 Amos high. What? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. This is how you talking? How does that work? Avada ain't kan sel sukkah. There's definitely no sel sukkah. Why is it definitely not self-sukkah? What's the kasha? Not yet. The kasha is, that's trigonometry. Right over to something geometry. You said, so we're fine.
Tosfos says, I understand. Tosfos says, could you explain this to me for a moment? You're telling me that if the sukkah is 4 amas tall, it could be up to 20 amas high, right? But if it was any higher, it would be no good. Right? So you say, okay, the sun comes in like this. Right? But if the sukkah is what?
If it's 4.1 amas.
Right, 4.1 amas, all of a sudden, like that. Boom! 50 amas high, no problem. Really? If the sun is coming at the same angle, it's obviously not going to hit it. I understand. All of a sudden, something magical happens that you go over 4 amas. What happens? Well, the place is obviously assuming that you know something that's somewhat triangle, but it's just intuitive. And so, yeah, how could that be? The Tosfos has how many tirutzim? Two. The Yeshlama. The Li'ol and Tzarek Rochav Lufiyadova. Answer number one is the width always has to be in proportion to the height, which is what the Ra'ah says also. Other Rishonim say also, no, it has to be proportional. Meaning, if it's 4 amas, why? It could be up to 20 amas high. If it's 4.1, it could be up to 22 amas high. If you double the width, if it's 8 amas, you go up to 40. Same angle. And some point out also, Tash Bates points this out, the same might be true narrower too.
Right?
What
was
Tash Bates at? I believe Tash Bates points that out. That maybe the same should be true narrower also. So it's going to have to be much less, it'd be like 6 amas or so. Something like that, 5.5 amas. Which is a little bit difficult, and it's probably what's driving the way he opens up, the way Tosfos opens up, is Tosfos begins by not just pointing that Dalet Amos, but pointing that Maskana was from Zion until Dalet. Why he pointed that out? That's because this first teretz is a little bit difficult, because it's from Zion until Dalet is not kasha all the way until 20. Only at Dalet is kasha at 20. At 2 Amos width is only kasha up to 10 Amos high. So that line is a little bit difficult. So how are you going to say pshat? For the first teretz, you got to say pshat. We mean l'mala me'esrim is pasul from Zion Tvachim until Dalet. I mean, at Zion Tvachim, it's even pasul less than. Okay. It's a little bit difficult places. We have to say you always need rochel fi agova l'fi cheshbon Dalet amos l'esrim, according to that ratio of 4 to 20. They look at the ratio. The sukkah walls can always be up to 5 times the width of the sukkah. Whatever the width of the sukkah is, that will tell you what the height. If you talk about the number 20, so then the width is 4 amas. The Tash Bates asks the question of, well, if this is the case, so then why do we say 20 and 4? Where 20 come from? All it is just a ratio of 5 to 1. Why 20? Isn't that incredibly schwer? The Tash Bates points out that, and he brings a right for the word that people also, which we'll get to, that the Stam Sukkah was probably 4 amas, not more, not less. It could be kosher from 7 Tvachim and on. That's incredibly tight. A number of years ago, you made a sample 7 Tvachim Sukkah. It's big enough for this. I mean, it's not particularly comfortable. You could make one if you need to, but you're not going to make that for a family. Standard sukkah is going to be that. Tosfos points on the other hand, standard Tash Bates says, and then you could make it larger than Dalet Amos, but the mice are only making it for a week. But most people are not going to invest that much in making a sukkah for a week. Tosfos says, 4 amas is the standard size, is the typical, if you had a bell curve, how big are people's sukkahs? Most sukkahs are around 4 amas wide, 4 amas long. So that's why the Mishnah was told, Dibra Mishnah Behove. The Mishnah was describing a typical sukkah, it could be up to 20 amas high. But you're supposed to extrapolate. If the sukkah is twice as narrow, it has to be twice as short. If it's twice as wide, it could be up to twice as high.
Yehuda wouldn't say that.
Because Yehuda holds it's not a problem. Yehuda says it could be anything. But we who hold as a psul chafama, that's when you're talking about standard size sukkah from. Now Tosfos goes on to give another Tosfos goes on to give another teretz, which is no. Maybe kimul rabbanan feel the gova elef ef shushrihei kan sel sapputa. No, maybe Chazal had a tradition that no matter how high the sukkah is, if it's more than 4 amas wide, there must be some tzel sukkah. And Tosfos gives an example of such a thing by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the shear is not achilas kazayis. The shear is the kosevas agasa, which is somewhat larger. The Gemara says the shear is based on it's sort of taking the edge off of the pain or the hunger or the fast. The Gemara says, but it doesn't matter how large or small it is for solid food. Kedashim perigyom kippur. You find the last paragraph of Sefer Yuma perigyom kippur by kosevas agasa, that shear of a large fruit, the miyasva daita, it'll give me some yishra adas, it'll calm me down. The Gemara says, kuliyama tuba ogma rabashim purta. The shear of eating Yom Kippur is a kosev as agas. So regardless of what my size is, if I'm very large, it'll give me a little bit yishra adas, like ogma rabashim. If I'm a typically sized person, it'll give me a lot of yishra adas. Either way, that's the cutoff point. The Torah says, well, maybe the same is going on here. Now the problem, the difficulty is, the Gemara Yuma is talking about a complex biochemical system. How food causes a sense of satisfaction, that's very complicated. Okay, so there's a certain minimum amount that ticks off some hormone. And once you eat that amount of food, all of a sudden you feel some degree of satisfaction. But here, this is just basic geometry. So, what's the Kimmel Rabban? So now, I'm going to leave you. We're going to pick up with the Tosfos and Rishon tomorrow. But let's cap it off with the following. Tosfos gave, so tomorrow I want to work on the Tosfos. Maybe I should, tomorrow we'll flip the morning a little bit, right after we get started with the pictures. But maybe we'll start with Shiur, and then go to Seder and Chavrusa afterwards. Then we'll be able to wrap up the sugya and we'll be able to put the pieces together with Chavrusa. We'll do two things. The second thing we'll do is see the end of the Gemara going to Gemara Aleph, and we'll see some very important relevance of that Gemara. So the first thing we'll do is to open up with the Tosfos. There's a kasha on each of the two teruts in the Tosfos. The second teruts, as we just said, what's the svar b'davar of this kimul rabban? The kasha, the first teruts of the Tosfos, is very small, but the kashveitz is kasha b'davar. But there's a fundamental kasha, which is, we'll do the math tomorrow, but the sun does not get that high in Eretz Yisrael on surface. It is never that high. That's where the Arctan 5 comes in. Right? Because you know, if a sukkah is 4 amas wide, 20 amas tall, so that for the sun to come in, to peek in, it has to be at least 10 of 5. It's 20 over 4. Remember your Sokotella? This is not advanced mathematics here. Right? And arctan of 5 is like 78 degrees. We'll talk tomorrow. The sun never gets to 78 degrees. Sukkah sun in Eretz Yisrael. So, Manav Shach, this needs players. So hopefully tomorrow we'll work on the first Teretz, and we'll work on the second Teretz. We'll go on to the end of the Gemara. Have a great afternoon.